As I tried genuinely.
That's not what I'll just say.
Hey.
It's too much.
To dry January.
To dry January.
How was your vacation?
It was really nice, thank you.
Good.
I got to you were St. The John. We went to St. John's.
You went to the heat. You went to the cold.
I was in Michigan, and it snowed every day. It was amazing.
Awesome.
See, I love snow, so I would like that.
It was very nice. It didn't snow enough where you were, like, housebound, but it snowed enough where, like, all the streets were covered, and we went skiing.
Did you get sledding?
Of course. They were pulling the kids behind the buggy through the streets.
That's where I thought we were going to go. After Our favorite is snow. And then Colby made us go to St. John a week before. We planned it a week before. So, yeah, it was...
That was kind of funny, because we're going to go to St. John's. When did that happen now?
Right now.
Yeah. Right now.
I'm sure the flights were super cheap a week. And
they actually were pretty cheap.
During Christmas.
We had a couple days that made it go like half price. Because it was like no longer on a weekend.
I'm back here going, where the hell did everybody go?
I know. Mom's like, you need to get home. I think he's talking to himself and he won't get away from the computer. He hasn't lifted his head in 3 days.
He's having a Zoom call. He's the only one on it.
Good point, Casey. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll see. That's not far off of what actually happened.
That's how,
it's like, seems it's, to me that...
Julie, I think you're... It's like January 3rd, 2nd. There's like two people on it. I'm like, where the hell is everybody?
Actually, who has a thing on the 2nd of it?
So
he has the Zoom meeting. And so after the Zoom meeting, the AI recaps the Zoom meeting. So we weren't on it. And I got the recap. And it's like, Casey was talking about how frustrated he was that no one's on this meeting. So I was like, okay, so he talks shit about us.
When you talk shit about people that aren't in the meeting, AI is writing that down.
Yeah, no.
Automatically goes to everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, so I got to remember not to talk trash.
Yeah. You didn't realize that?
Yeah.
It's like, what did you say to me?
When you start doing that at birthday lunches,
man. It comes up, we have birthday lunches. And Pat and Danny, they have birthday lunches. And if you don't show up to our lunch, we are going to talk.
And that's why you're at every lunch?
That's why I show up. Yeah. I do not miss
lunch. Never misses a lunch. Mom's like, you have a colonoscopy. He's like, no.
Not doing it.
I'm not missing that lunch.
Gotta eat.
I gotta be there.
We know what happens. Anyway, that's just the way my family functions.
Yeah.
And we got Donnie and Bobby and Kevin and Billy. And if they don't show up, we're a dog back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Colby, you
don't believe that.
Pretty good.
They talk about
me. Shit about Colby all the time. Colby's like, I wasn't even invited. They just wanted something to talk about.
That's why we show up. It's family tradition.
Yep.
All right. So what else is going on? So we got the big news, right? Biggest thing is this Venezuela deal that just happened. So I look at it two ways. One, how does it affect real estate? That affects our market. But from a real estate standpoint, what they're going to do is they're bringing in 50 million barrels of oil from Venezuela. Now, there's two kinds of oil. There is stuff that's easy to refine and stuff that's difficult to refine. Venezuelan oil is easy to refine. So it's going to add to our supply of oil, which brings gas prices down, which brings inflation down, which brings interest rates down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when, you know, they talk about us taking in some oil, you think it's more oil coming in. I think it's interest rates going down because it will affect the whole market. And when that goes down, now inventory and properties go up. So I'm just saying... You watch this, watch it happen. It's gotten very quickly. The production of oil goes up. The prices go down. The inflation goes down. The interest rates go down. When that goes down, inventory goes up. When inventory goes up, prices get soft.
All I can think of is Billy Bob Thornton, like, packing up his shit and going down there to start drilling for wind.
Billy Bob Thornton going to Israel, packing up, bringing his wife to...
Yeah.
I'll show those women how to do it. She's hot.
She's running the retirement homes down there in Venezuela. Yeah.
I'm looking at the daughter. I'm looking at the mother.
Yeah, I'm looking at both.
It's pretty good. It's pretty hot.
He's trying to, like, go into a retirement home now. Yeah. He's like, that's how that works. All right, we're like, not up here. They get in here. They're like, bingo's at five. He's like, hold up.
And it's got that for nurses. We know that.
Yeah, every time. He's in his old man's stand.
Yeah. Last one I was at, they were getting all the old people drunk and some.
Yeah, she's great. And she looks really good for 50.
She looks
good for any
guitar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care how old.
Might want to follow that one. Jesus. But anyways, that is how I
see. That's what I think. I think he's like, Texas, fuck this, I'm out of here.
I'm going to Venezuela.
I'm going to Venezuela and start drilling there.
I will tell you, when I went in the Marines, I was trying to figure out where I wanted to settle my family and raise you guys. Texas was one place.
Oh, glad I picked Vienna.
The people were nice, the people were cool, but it was barren and the trees weren't growing and it was hot. And it was like, screw this.
I got a heat, I think.
And then I figured out that Northern Virginia is really the perfect place. The people in California were psycho.
Careful. You know, he's going around. He's like, I didn't like anywhere. And I'm like, it's because no one knew you were. You come back together. They're like, hey, Casey. He's like, I'm going to sell right here. Here. This is where I'm going to sit.
The people in Texas are the greatest people of all time. California's a little nutty. But going around the country is like, God, the best place is in Northern Virginia. We had, you had everything here, you know? So this was the place to go. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome for making that call.
And
you're welcome.
The president of Vienna Elementary that brought you back here.
I'm sorry. In Vienna, I'm somebody. In Texas, I'm nothing. Plus, in Texas, if you run your mouth in Texas, they will knock your teeth out. I mean, they don't mess around. They throw punches.
He's like, but you run your mouth here. People just walk by. They're like, whoa. And I'm like, Dad, he's like 80 old man.
That's an 80 old man.
Oh, shit. In Texas, they pull a gun. You're like, okay.
So that brings us to our next thing.
What's the next point?
The next big news.
Really excited to hear.
The next news deal is Trump is just saying now that they are not going to allow major corporations to buy real estate. And what they were doing was, they would come in and buy the houses and rent the houses out. It was literally a modern-day Pottersville. So have you ever seen, what's the Christmas movie? Wonderful Life. Mr. Potter owned all the houses and everybody rented from Mr. Potter. And that's what it was. The corporations were buying houses, so you're a whole group of renters. And we don't see it up here because it happened in the Sun Belt, Texas, Florida. You know, Atlanta was doing it, Phoenix. That's where it was a lot. I mean, literally, Blackstone came in and was buying all these massive houses and renting them out. So the prohibiting that doesn't affect us, but it will affect other parts of the country, you know, when they're taking out the market. But you want people to own homes, not rent homes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's always amazing to me. They said that the average new home buyer here is 40 years old.
It's crazy.
No.
Where are these 30-year-olds? Where's all your friends? Aren't they? Are they?
But I mean, that's the average homeowner across, you know, the nation. I think here it's a lot different. We have people who are very young buying very expensive homes. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of our are under 40. I mean, a lot are over. But, you know, we have a 35-year-old getting you your large budget. You're like,
there's a lot of the country struggling though with all the inflation.
Yeah.
And I think that's
It's hard. And the home prices there have gone up. And so someone can't afford a $300,000.
When your home price doubles from $150,000 to $300,000,
and they can buy it. So I think that, I mean, we were talking about this the other day. A $1.2 million home, average mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Well, I think what I did was I said, if you take a house, a 3,000 square foot house built in 1990, I forget what I did, the mortgage payment on that, because of its price and interest rates, was $3,200. Today, it's $8,200. Same house, $8,200, because interest rates went up and prices went up. So, you know, that's what's killed the buyer pool. And so now the inventory is going up, which is one per number you got to watch, but so is the buyers. And if the buyers don't keep up with the listings, that's when prices come down. So if you look at our stats, Julie's puts up our market study, and you guys know that I'm overwhelming with stats, but when you watch inventory go up this much and buyers only go up this much, that's a problem.
And I think that it does come down to the area, obviously, of where people are rushing into. We have found that an influx of people coming into Vienna from other parts of the country. And, you know, what it once was is a little bit changing, like the community, where there's a lot of different families coming in, very wealthy families coming in, which, of course, we love. But, you know, it's not always that way. And
I know you guys have been on vacation and have to look this stuff, but if you look at the stats.
He's like, shut up, you've been gone for too long.
You're talking about. Vienna had a bad year. We went up 5% and our sales went down 6%.
That's rough.
Loudoun Willisford, they went up 34% and their sales went up 24%. So they were up all this much. We were not. So Vienna is not really the belle of the ball. They were. However, again, if you watch the inventory and buyer pool, because the buyer pool went up 24% and the listings went up 34%, their prices went down. So you go, well, our market's hot. No, the sellers outweigh the buyers, and it's a buyer's market, and your prices came down 12%, even though you're really hot and active. So you've got to watch this. I'll tell you that's what's leading to the next part of what I want to talk about. And that is only 38% of the homes listed after August. 38% sold.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Were they riding that wave, though, of thinking that their house was worth so much more and then reality hit, so it was overpriced and the prices were coming down and they weren't willing to budge?
I blame 100%. The gosh darn realtors. I do not blame the sellers. We are starting to get those withdrawals call us up, right? You guys have one. Kelly, you have one. You and I went and saw it. Huh?
But I think, obviously, yes, it's the realtor's fault because you aren't skilled enough to get the seller to understand where they need to be. But there are some times where, you know, like we deal with people who, at first, they're going to tell us what they want. Until we can prove where the right number is, where you need to be, all your stats that you do, and then they'll go along with us. But sometimes they're very firm on what they want, and if you can't prove them different, that has to be us.
So on August 1, if you take all of those things after August 1, all of them, only one didn't sell. And that is because I couldn't get them to bring the price down where it needed to be. And you've got to get them to the right price. So it's my problem for doing that, not theirs. I mean, the realtor's got to know and be able to explain to, we demonstrate to every seller what the house is worth when they're going in. And they list it and come up with a test market. So, yeah, I think that's operator error. That's a realtor thing. And you guys, we've seen a situation where we're called in and we had the price, we think the price, let's say, is at 125, because that's a big threshold.
Sure.
But I think they're going to get 135.
Yep.
Right? So let's get to 125 and then let them bid it up to 135.
It's a beautiful house, perfect shape. I mean, everything you want.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So what do? They go with the realtor. They put on the 135.
Yep.
The 135 doesn't sell. So it goes down to 1.3, 1.25, 1.2, and withdrawals at 1.2.
Yep. We'd have been 1.3 plus all day long.
Easy.
Yep. So aside from the condition and all of this stuff, we got a call in from Ferris with another question about what could affect value. And he wants to know that do houses on a pipe stem have a lower value than homes not on a pipe stem?
Yes.
Yep.
Answers. Absolutely.
It's a $50,000 switch.
Yeah.
So if you live on a pipe stem.
Now, here's what they're going to say. It's great to be on a pipe stem because it's nice and quiet and we don't have all the traffic and that other thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. That's wrong. It's a negative. People drive to the Pipestone and just keep on going at an open house. They won't put down the Pipestone. So, you know, have we found, and again, it's selling it.
But sometimes so it works for people, you know.
I mean, at the end of the day, people don't like it. We had a house that we were selling, and they said we bought it for the lot premium. It was on a Pipestone. They had a house in their front yard.
Yeah.
And
they actually asked in the backyard.
And asked in the backyard.
They got a $70,000 discount when they bought that.
But again, Morgan, that's the seller will talk themselves into the fact this should be a premium because I'm buffered. Mm-hmm. They're talking themselves into it. The realtor's got to say, you're wrong. The buyers will pay less for a house on a Pipestone than they will for a...
Calling it a private drive.
Mm-hmm. It's a fancy Pipestone.
Yeah. Exclusive.
It's a shared private drive.
Well, the problem is people are talked us into how... premium, they're like, wait, no, you didn't pay a premium on that. It's a discount of $100,000.
It is a discount. So let's say you buy on a Pipestone, and while it's not for everyone, some of the benefits are someone could get a really nice house at $100,000 discount.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that could work. Maybe someone that wouldn't normally be able to afford that large of a house or updated house could now get into a house because you are getting that discount from being on a Pipestone.
Kelly, I did that ourselves. The house I bought was on Center Street, and it was $100,000 underpriced because it was on a double yellow line road. And I said, I don't care about Center Street.
Because you want to sit on the front porch and say, hello.
Hello, good to see you. Very nice.
I can walk to the V&A. How many times have you walked to the V&A?
Very short car ride from my house from the V&A. The plan was to walk, but then you got to walk home up a hill. It's like, no, I'm not.
That's what we got Uber for.
It wasn't walking down.
That was pretty.
It's the walking up that bothered me.
Yeah.
So I do that.
But also with Pipestones. Not all created equally. I mean, some Pipestones are nice and they're spread out houses. Other Pipestones, you go down and you've got a back door in front of your front door.
Or you can't back out of the Pipestone. We had that one on Spring Ranch. You couldn't even back out of the Pipestone. Someone else's driveway was right there and they had their car parked on the side. It's just a nightmare. So I think
it's situational.
It is situational. Not all Pipestones are created equal.
A Pipestone could be... $100,000 discount.
Yeah, easily.
It could be less, but it could be $100,000, depending on the situation, what's going on. What's in their backyard? What's in their front yard?
I just think about, like, on our street at home, I mean, our street continues, and it's just, I mean, it's a private drive at that point, but there's the same layout on the rest of the street as you have on our street there.
That's a much bigger street. That's kind of eccentric street.
It is, but it's a Pipestone private, yeah.
And they're nicer houses, you know, but I will tell you, that's called an inset lot, and inset lots are cheaper.
Sure.
And then you've got to account for that. So I guess the bottom line of this is we're heading into a market. I mean, we're coming out of a market where only 38% of homes succeeded in sale. You've got to be very realistic, and we got to be very honest, you know?
Yeah.
You've got to know it and not take the seller's saying it's a lot premium. We know it's not, and you've got to get them through that, you know?
Yeah.
And show them some of the problems that, you know, again, I'm going to show this to everybody. I told them to go here. They went here, and then I had to go down, and that's where they ended, and they couldn't sell. If they just started here, they could have got back in the first week, and you know it. You and I both know that.
100%. So, no questions asked.
Yeah.
But you gave a really interesting email, or you sent a really interesting email earlier with all the stats the other day of where Haymarket stacked up, Loudoun, Vienna, and Aldi, I think, was the belle of the ball.
Well, they were. The stats are we'll tell you one thing. One, when somebody says, what's a market update? It's just depends on the market, right? So let's take Vienna. These are stats on Vienna. If you own a big house, a 4,500 square foot house, it went down 12% in the last 8 months. If you own a 3,500 square foot house, it went down a little bit in the last. If you went on a 2,500 square house, it went up. So the question is, the smaller houses are overpriced, the higher prices are underpriced, and the middle houses are just about where they should be. And you've got to analyze that to know where is the market going? You know, where are we headed? You know?
Okay, I live in, let's say, Aldi, and I live in a 3,500 square foot house. How much has my house gone down over the past 8 months as opposed to this time last year? So then if you're thinking about selling, you can sit there and say, oh, okay, this is what I can expect. And maybe they can realize that the markets are softening.
Right.
As opposed to if they tried to do this last year.
Right.
January 15 or whatever they...
You know, the phone right now is people are like, okay, our house went down a little bit. Should we just wait for them to come back up? And if you look at all the stats, it's not coming back up. It could go down. When the inventory goes up, the price will get softer and go down. So we need to be able to predict the future with all that. Now, I will tell you this. Here's the deal. So I'm a business realtor. I study stats and all that stuff. You guys are lifestyle realtors. You look at a house, make it want to tell a story, make it want to be, you know, appealing to a person, that a certain lifestyle from the buyers. You know, that's, you guys are experts at that. I'm just a more business focused.
And that's why we work so well together.
I know. But the business
side. You pay the number and the business.
Is learning how the lifestyle. I got it. But it's important to know both, you know? Yeah. And I do think, you know, that's why it's important to have two people. One that can really sell a house. I mean, the way Morgan sold Park Street was all about the lifestyle. This is what Vienna is. This is what you can do. You can walk out here. You can walk down to the neighborhood farmer. What were you? You went to the farmer's market, the football field, the Vienna Inn. And what sold that person was they wanted a piece of the Vienna lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to walk to that farmer's market. They wanted to. So you guys paint a picture of what this whole thing is about. When I'm looking at the husband going, all right, look, you know, if you had to create this as new house, it costs you $3.5 million. You're going to get it for $3 million, which is a deal. So I'm dealing with, whether it's a wife or the husband, one is a numbers person, and you guys are dealing basically with the lifestyle of what it's going to be like to live in this home. Both are critical, you know? And I'll tell you where it's more critical is when you guys are setting up a home. You walk into a home and you're like, there's no way a wife's going to walk in here and want to live in this house. You know, that's why the pain and the hardware and everything is done in the fix up, you know.
Mm-hmm. We've got some, I think, you know, we're going to start off 2026 by ending with some of our listings that are coming up. I know Morgan and Colby have some listings coming up. And all of our, you know, we've got a wide range of prices. So there's a lot of things that have been going on, obviously, through the Christmas season where people don't see, but we're working hard. It's almost like getting our babies ready to launch. Like, prep we're time. Literally prep time, going, meeting with all the contractors, getting things lined up. So right now, I mean, we have, what, like three or four literally getting pretty,
ready,
and they're getting ready to launch. So, I mean,
a few other that are in good shape, ready to get.
A couple weeks, we'll have, you know, two launch in and then two more behind that. I mean, it's just setting up because, of course, what we always talk about is home prep is so important. So we've been working on that all of December, getting ready for all these January launches. So we've got a few in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Prices. Give me some estimated prices of what you got in what town.
1-8 Vienna.
1-6 Vienna.
2 Vienna. Downtown Vienna.
1-5 Vienna.
Yeah, 1-5 Vienna. Millionberg.
1-5, yeah.
What?
Million.
What, American million?
0.5 in Leesburg.
Yeah.
Mm, 4.5 Leesburg. That's nice.
100 acres.
One in Leesburg. That will be later in the spring. But right now, we've got a 3-bedroom Rambler in Broad Run Farms in Sterling that has just been renovated and is ready to go.
What's the price?
$750,000. So it's perfect for someone to get in there.
$750,000 and it's been renovated?
Yes. Well, it's got all new paint, doors, hardware. It's got, we just refinished all the floors.
Nice.
It's very nice. It's nice. Got a big barn in the back that's like a hangout spot.
Not a pool, right?
No pool, but there's plenty of room for a pool.
Okay.
It's a flat 3/4 of an acre that's fenced.
So over the next couple weeks, when we start having these things come out, we need to measure the buyer pool, who's coming out to open houses, who's seeing it, who's got showings. You know, really, right now is preparing for everything to launch. And within the next 2 weeks, it's finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Is anybody coming? Mm-hmm. You know, is anybody putting things under contract? How big is the inventory? So that'll happen over the next couple of weeks, and we'll find out.
We also have a condo coming soon. So if anyone, you know, I think that these are good houses for people to kind of get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe start with home ownership as a condo if you're a guy or, you know.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of Vienna.
So, yeah, like, you can walk to everything.
Is that the park? That's a perfect spot. Great location.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
it's a plot.
It's a perfect. I mean, I feel like you can get something different. Be someone downsized that just wants the main level.
The other one.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Good. Living.
It's nice. And, yeah, you walk right out and you're on the bike path. So,
you know, because not everyone can afford the big over a million, so.
With 3 bedrooms.
Yeah.
I think it's 500,000. It's probably worth somewhere in there.
Speaking of kind of like the more entry-level homes in Vienna, we've got a million that we're meeting with today.
Okay.
It was an investment property that they're flipping.
Yeah.
And then cottage would be a million too, probably.
So cottage is going to be sweet.
That's ready to go in a couple weeks. So just kind of feel like the more starter home as far as Vienna goes.
Have we been in there to see how far Jimmy is?
He's waiting on permits for the basement bathroom.
Okay.
That's it.
Good.
But almost done. I mean, end of January, we'll be ready to go.
Good. That'll be fantastic.
So we've got some houses coming up for everybody.
Yeah, that are big houses. Is something.
We got something affordable for everybody.
Right. Big, little, small. All right?
So coming up, we're going to start answering viewers' questions. So if you want to call in and leave a voicemail, we'll play it live and then answer those questions on a show and get back to you.
All right, cheers to a great 2025 and an even better 2026.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. We did do $150 million over 1.5. So that's a pretty damn good year.
That's awesome.
Yes. Okay. Now someone can drink my beer. Always got it.
Yes.